In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. To give a short summary of what Abuna was telling us, this is our introduction to the sower, who of course is the Lord Jesus Christ, as it is explained. And what did he come for? You know, in Psalm, I think it's Psalm 132, it talks about the waters refreshing the mountain of Zion, and it's where the Lord gave the blessing, life forevermore. So now you see the Lord, he's sowing these seeds, and these seeds are going to, they are going to produce in us a type of plant which gives forth not seasonally, but continuously fruit, if it does in fact take plant deeply within us. And that's what I'm going to speak about. Abuna spoke last week about two types of soil that were mentioned. One was the soil that was impacted by the traversing of people. It was called the beaten path. It's compressed and it's hard. And so when you put seeds on it, the seeds just stay on the top. They don't go inside. And the other type are the rocks. And they speak about the lack of the depth of soil with the rocky soil. And that it comes up quickly and beautifully, but in times of heat, it can't get enough moisture to sustain itself, and so it withers and dies. The last type of soil was the soil that was choked by weeds or thistles or whatever you think of. We don't have that here in Southern California, really. I have spent a lot of money on my lawn in the front yard. Same as the backyard. It's all Marathon 2 grass. It's beautiful grass. And I put a divider between me and my neighbor, a brick divider. My neighbor had primarily dirt in his yard, plus a sprinkling of Bermuda grass. Well, guess what? The Bermuda grass took over his yard and mine as well, right? Now, if I had been vigilant, I could have, each time I saw a shoot of the Bermuda grass, I could have pulled it up, but I didn't. And the person that I hired to take care of my lawn, he comes and just cuts and trims and then he leaves as fast as he can, and he doesn't get paid very much, so I don't blame him for that, but he's not really a gardener, nor am I. But I want to say that even though I knew that there might be some problem, and I made some sort of conditional arrangement, still the effect was nil, because there we have a front yard full of Bermuda grass. You have to go to the backyard and the side yards to see the good Marathon 2 grass. All right. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because, first of all, the Lord didn't give a type of soil to any of you that is different. He gave you exactly the same type of soil. It's because, again, of your negligence that it became as you find it today. The good thing about that, and this is something that nobody has ever told you before, I mean, I've never heard it before. Maybe somebody can raise their hand and say that they've heard it. But this is a dynamic situation and not a static situation. If your ground has become compacted and is hard, and the word of God, the seed is sown on you and it bounces off so that the birds of the air come and fly and pick it up, it doesn't mean that it has to stay that way. But it does mean that you are compelled to do something about it. And in that sense, it's dynamic. And the dynamism is your confession. Some of you don't confess. You don't confess regularly. My previous father of confession, Abuna Luis Cederos, he was fairly lax with me. I came to confession when I felt the need, all right? My new father of confession demands that I see him no more than every, or no less than every 8 weeks. It has to be, 8 weeks is the maximum period of time that I go without confession, all right? So how about you? How long has it been? How long has it been? What do you think your soil is like? Everybody likes to think something good about themselves. Oh, my soil is good. Is it? The sower of the seed. See, this doesn't happen on a single occasion. We are sowing the seed now. Abuna Arsenius and myself and other people who labor from the time that the Lord made disciples and apostles, we have gone into the world to carry the message of the Lord. He has now taken his place at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in his glory, but he is not here now to be the sower. That, in fact, falls to us. And this is what is taking place right now. You know, there's another thing that I want to mention to you. And I don't want to carry these analogies out too far, but there is some value, or I wouldn't mention it at all. I've gone on trails, and you know, I have found in the strangest places a flower. In the aridity of the Saharan desert, in the Wadi Natroon, a flower. How does that happen? How does that happen? And I have seen, you know what a little leaf of grass is, do you not? A little sprig of grass. I have seen grass break concrete to cause the concrete to crack and grass come up in the crack. You may think that the crack was there first. No. It pushed from the bottom. Now imagine if you have to use your finger and push on a concrete slab till you make a hole in that concrete and somebody can see your finger from the other side. But you see, that's the gift of God. That's when the spring wells up and becomes flowing water. That's a switch in symbols. But it means that if you will take just one thing to heart, it will become so powerful that nothing is going to stand in your way. It's just that you hear, you're happy, you leave the church, you go to eat, and you go home and you do whatever it was you were doing before you came to church on Sunday morning. And you do exactly the same things. And you don't change. That's not good soil. That's not good soil. Now, in Matthew's gospel, it doesn't appear in Luke's, it says that as there are three types of bad soil, there are three types of good soil. And the good soil will yield an increase of 30 or 60 or 100. Now, that's for the people that are really careful. I just received today the calendar from St. Mary's Church, and St. Mary's Church is in my opinion, owed very much. And if you have the memory of Abuna Antonius Hanayan, remember that name. But Abuna Bishoy Camel is on the cover. And he is someone that was always spoken about to me in very elevated terms, because his disciple, my father of confession, Abuna Lo Asideros, was his son. And, you know, I was surprised, and I mentioned this just recent minutes ago to Father Arsenius, I didn't know that he'd been made a saint. That Abuna Bishoy Camel had been canonized. But when you start to think about all the stories that I've heard, and I can tell you If you have time and you want to listen, I can speak for hours about a Budabashoy camel. But the essential thing is that he wasn't different. He wasn't different. You know, a Budabashoy camel, before priesthood, he got around on a motorcycle. Think about it. He was a cool priest. When he came to Los Angeles, his wife, he got a Volkswagen because it was like the poorest reliable car, right? A Volkswagen Bug. And he didn't get a radio or a tape player. And Angèle, his wife, said, "Can't we just have this? You know, just so we could maybe, as we're driving along, listen to, you know, a sermon or a tezbeha or to the Odest." And no. We carry this in ourselves. And you understand what that means? Because carrying it in yourself is the word of God, the seed that has planted in you and now bears fruit. And people can come to it and they're not going to curse you like the fig tree that bears no fruit. They're going to say, "Oh, wonderful tree. You provide shade and comfort and sustenance. Bless you. Bless you." You see, we're given this because we're going to start the fasting for the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ on the 25th of November. The 25th. What is the date today? 20. The 20th. 5 days. That means all the turkey you eat, invite people over. Remember how the Jews, when they were going to take the Passover lamb, and said, if you don't have enough people in the house to eat the whole lamb, invite people. Invite everybody to your house. Invite people you don't even know. Don't eat the food on the 25th. On that day, it belongs to Jesus Christ, not to your stomach. The day, the 25th, belongs to your soul, not your body. So, the fathers of the church are saying, do you realize the gift? Not just the gift of the nativity and the reception of the Lord, that he, you know, it was written by one of the saints, we are honored because we are made in the image and likeness of God, but we are doubly honored that when he took flesh, he took our form. And so this gift, this immeasurable gift, it's for the purpose of him sowing in your hearts. Giving you not just hope, but giving you also a form. You know, you have two arms and you have two legs, you have a torso, you have head, you have hands, you have feet, you have a form, you have a shape. But what is the form of the content of your being? What is your usia? What is your essence? What is your substance? He gave us this with the preaching. With the kerygma, he gave us this, and we receive it over and over and over. So if your soil is compacted, break it up. If your soil is filled with rocks, throw them away. If there are thorns and thistles, burn the field till there is nothing, and then when you see the first things come up, you'll be able to distinguish between this and that and pull those weeds up so that the fruit of your plants may grow unabated by anything else sucking the nutrition out of the soil, your soil. Make it your soul, your soul. And if you have good soil, work to be better. Think about how I might be able to improve, that I might be able to do something, Do not be self-satisfied. The end is near for all of us. We think, oh, well, if you're young, you're thinking, what's Abuna talking about? I'm young. You are young. The time passes so quickly, you can scarcely believe it. Ask someone who is old. Ask someone, if you don't have anybody old you can trust, find somebody who's middle-aged you can trust, and ask them how fast a year goes by. You don't have the time that you think. Use it wisely and productively, and let your fruit be such that all men come to know you by your fruits, and give glory to God, to whom is the glory, both now and ever, and to the age of all ages. Amen.